So how are you feeling now?
Well, in general, for what's happened, I suppose I'm quite well, really. It's just a question of knowing your limitations. It's simple as that. Some days I get up and I feel a bit sorry for myself, in as much that I have the great, being retired now, obviously, I want to do this, that and the other, but I'm afraid it's all in the mind. Because some of these, I can't bend down. So washing the car, I've got the cleanest car, the top half, the bottom half's the dirtiest you can get. It's just I can't bend too well. Wife's very good, she helps. But on the whole, it's fine, but I get sensations more than other things. More so when it first happened, it was terrible. I'd be sat maybe watching television, and I could feel these spiders going across my face, or you've got a whacking great hair hanging over your eye, and you're brushing away, and there's nothing there at all. It's these weird sensations, and it's always spiders. It's the nearest description, going around your neck, or you think you've got a hair sticking out the top of your shirt or something, and it's the legs as well. It's so difficult to even tell doctors to explain to them. It's years ago when kiddies at school used, I don't know if people know, youngsters today do it, Chinese burn, where you twist people's skin one way and the other with the hand. And you get this in your leg. It's just like Chinese burn. And I get up every morning. I get up, I'll have a shower. In as much as I find it easier than getting in and out of a bath. But some mornings I can't stand under the shower because it hurts. The water hitting my skin hurts enough to step out of it. But another morning you can get in there and you can be like a bird in a bird bath. No problem at all. It's most strange, it's unusual. But it's usually face and legs. Doesn't seem to connect, you know, no feeling. The arms are normal, and stomach, chest, back, but it's just face and legs. But then everyone says I'm a queer person.
Have you had any follow-up or advice on how to live after a stroke?
Good question. None at all. Absolutely none at all. When after I had the stroke, and I had to go back once, I think it was, just to see how the various tablets I may have been taking at the time. But that is the one and only time. After the stroke, I had to pass what they call a slight test before they sent me home. I had to manage to climb up two or three steps to see if I could do it. And I was on a Zimmer frame in these days. But they said, that's fine, you can take the Zimmer frame with you and go home. And that's the last time I saw them. I do really feel, I've mentioned it to a couple of doctors since them days, it would have been nice to have gone back yet again, because you feel in yourself that perhaps there's something more you could do, even if it was physiotherapy or something. But one of the GPs I spoke to, a nice chap, he was my GP, in as much as he said, they're so busy trying to get through the course of the day with the strokes they receive every day, to open up another clinic. Just, well, that was just a suggestion of his. He's not saying that's the reason, but it would be nice. I expect there must be somewhere, an association or a group of people that just have a chat over a cup of tea, to hear one another's stories. That would be nice in one way, because I'm sure some people have the same sufferings and the same feelings. Be just nice to know that someone else is having exactly the same problems you are, then you know all is not lost. But it would be nice, but I can see that they are really, really busy. And if one has to have a stroke, I'll have the one I've had.